Again, but I was talking. Did you be floating? Just come here. And come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Let's roll that stuff. So, shall we read that story, Daddy?
Okay, then.
Let's sit down.
Get well soon, featuring Mum, Dad, Princess Poppy, Angel, Archie, and Grandpa. Poppy was practicing for her gym club competition. She loved gym and was especially good at cartwheels. But today, she just couldn't get anything right because she was so worried about Grandpa. He had been taken into hospital a few days before, and Poppy was missing him very much. The hospital just rang, called Mum. As she walked into the garden, Grandpa is well enough for visitors, so we can go and see him this afternoon. Yippee, replied Poppy, and dashed off towards her bedroom to choose an outfit. As Poppy looked at all her dresses and tried to decide what to wear, she suddenly felt very worried. What if Grandpa was really, really ill? What if he never got better? She was desperate to see him, but she felt anxious about visiting, as she didn't know what to expect. Poppy, are you ready? Called Mum. Just coming, replied Poppy, as she threw on a pink dress that she knew Grandpa liked, grabbed her flower wand, and dashed off to find Mum. Poppy had butterflies in her tummy as they approached the big hospital. When she got inside, she felt even more nervous. It smelled horrid, and people in uniforms whispered behind curtains. Nurses and doctors marched along corridors with clipboards, and it seemed to Poppy that half the world must be ill.
What's she got on her arm?
Well, she's got a sling on her arm.
She hurt herself?
Yeah, she's broken her arm.
Why?
She probably fell over and hurt it. When they entered Grandpa's ward, they found him propped up on lots of pillows with his eyes closed. Poppy was shocked by how thin and pale he looked and didn't recognise him until she noticed his striped pyjamas. She looked at Mum for reassurance. He's over the worst of it, darling. He just needs lots of rest. But when will he be better? Asked Poppy. In a week or so, replied Mum. A week? Exclaimed Poppy. That's way too long. And at that moment, they heard the faintest chuckle from Grandpa's bed. Hello, Princess Poppy, said Grandpa softly as he opened his eyes and smiled at her. What a lovely surprise. Poppy sat down next to Grandpa's bed and chatted away to him about school, her friends, and the gym competition. She was having such a nice time that she almost forgot he was even ill until the doctor came along and told him that he needed to rest now. Get well soon, Grandpa, said Poppy as she kissed him goodbye, waved her flower wand over him, and made a secret wish that he would be home by the weekend. Poppy was supposed to practice for the gym competition when they got back, but all she could think of about was Grandpa and how desperate she was for things to go back to how they were before he got ill. She hardly cared about the competition anymore, which wasn't like her at all. Every day for the rest of that week, Poppy went to visit Grandpa after school. And although she was still worried about him, she was sure that he looked a bit better every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Poppy's giving Grandpa flowers. She's giving grapes. She's giving chocolate. She's drawing pictures. She's reading books.
Yes.
And we're having ice cream. That's me. I got a handbag. And I'm having ice cream. And we are having ice cream. And we are making Grandpa's cat. And we are having a drink. And we are having
a drink. That's why we're in the dark, probably. Probably when would you be in the dark, so he could poo in peace. Please, can we go and see Grandpa Big Poppy on Saturday morning? There isn't time, darling. The gym competition starts at 11. And you need to practice your routine, said Mum. We can go tomorrow, I promise. When they arrived at the village hall, Poppy went off to get ready. And Mum and Dad and the twins settled down with the other families.
Yeah. There's Poppy and Mum and the baby.
Yeah. Next page.
I don't know whose Mum is it.
No, I don't know either. They watched nervously.
That's these children's.
They watched nervously as Poppy did cartwheels and somersaults. But because Poppy couldn't stop thinking about Grandpa, she forgot to keep her legs straight and didn't smile at the judges as she had been taught to. At the end, Poppy was very upset when she was awarded the lowest score of all.
Look, the colour is... No, the colour is red, the colour is purple, and the colour is green, and the colour is pink. Pink is my favourite colour.
Yes, right. Don't worry, darling, said Mum, as she gave her a hug. We're still proud of you, and I know Grandpa will be too. Shall we take you home, said Dad. Yes, please, Poppy replied, just about managing a smile. When they got home, the phone was ringing. Guess what, laughed Mum when she'd finished the call. That was the hospital. Grandpa is so much better that they're going to let him come home tomorrow. Yippee, said Poppy as she danced around the room. My wish has come true.
That's me. I'm baking with Mum.
Mm-hmm. Poppy was so excited that she forgot all about the competition and how disappointed she had been. Can we have a tea party in Grandpa's garden to welcome him home? What a lovely idea, smiled Mum. We'd better start baking. They had a lovely time baking all Grandpa's favourite things, including yummy Victoria sponge with a jam and cream filling and ice gems. We're going to have to take extra special care of Grandpa when he comes home, explained Mum. He's much better, but he's an old man and he's got to take life a little easier. I'll be as good as gold, Pinky promise, said Poppy. Next page. On Sunday, Poppy changed into her best princess dress and went over to Forget-Me-Not Cottage. When she saw Grandpa, she was so happy to have him back that she burst into tears and gave him a huge hug. I've missed you so much, Grandpa, said Poppy in a muffled voice. I've missed you too, said Grandpa. How is my special princess? Did you win the competition? No, I came last. Never mind. It doesn't matter who wins as long as you take part. Anyway, you've been doing something much more important, said Grandpa. What do you mean? Asked Poppy. Helping me get better, of course, he smiled as he stroked Poppy's hair. Your visits to the hospital cheered me up so much, the doctors decided to let me come home early. You may not be a gym princess, but you'll always be my princess, because you're so thoughtful and caring. Thank you, Grandpa, said Poppy, beaming with pride. And that's the end, Amelia. That was Princess Poppy. Get Well Soon by Janie Louise Jones. illustrated by Veronica
Vasilenko. Daddy, something is noise. Something is some noise in that door. Something's noise in that door. Something is noise in that door.
Amelia?
Something is mice in the door. It's mice in the door.
Amelia, can you close the door, please?
Mice in there.
Did you say you wanted to go to bed and you wanted to say goodnight to Audio Boo? Okay, say goodbye. Say goodbye to Audio Boo. Let me help you with that, Amelia. There you are. Okay.
Letter.
Come on, Amelia, hop into bed, please.
I'm just writing down. Dear Amelia, thank you, Amber, from Dear Amelia. Thank you, dear Amber. Thank you for coming so much time for my own birthday. My birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you. Lots of love of mums and kisses and dads and programs. Thank you for writing my name all down. Last you have out my mum. Well, that was a lovely. That was lovely. I can write it down. Later when we wake up in the morning. That I'm going in my nest.
Night night.